Hi, welcome to People Changing Enterprises. Today's story of transformation is really special. In a way, it touches on every theme we've ever covered in this podcast: tech strategy, resistance to change, stakeholder management, but it does all that from a completely new perspective. Our guest Priscilla Bezerra is helping a 100-year-old bank, Banco Itaú, the biggest bank in Latin America, to transform its MarTech operations so they can be around for the next 100 years. Hear her advice on where to start when you've got nothing but uphill battles, how to create a startup mentality inside a very traditional company, how to hire and motivate people for transformation, and get inspired by Priscilla's pure passion for change. I'm your host, Jasmine Goodman, and please enjoy this episode with Priscilla Bezerra.
My name is Priscilla Bezerra, and I'm now head of MarTech and digital acquisition at Banco Itaú. We are a 100-year-old bank, the largest bank in Latin America, and we have almost more than 100,000 employees and more than 60 million clients over Brazil. So you can imagine how big we are. I worked my entire life with advertising in digital agencies. I never thought working in a bank. And when they invited me to join Banco Itaú 4 years ago, it was this challenge that I bought, that it was to really make change, to really create a MarTech department, to add marketing and technology, and to try to really make the bank go forward and start beating at the same level as the fintechs and so on. But as I told you, it's 100 years old company, so it's very, very complex to make any kind of change, and it's very huge. So we are larger there than some big cities in the world, so it's very complex.
Right. I mean, think about that. 100,000 people, that's a lot bigger than a lot of places all around the world.
Yes.
An agency and bank to me are like opposite ends of the spectrum, right? In terms of everything, work ethic,
culture,
conservative, yes, versus open-minded and free to do whatever you think is, you know, on the brink of innovation.
Yes. In the beginning, I thought, oh my God, what have I done with my career? it was not easy because, and if you think so, to make everything worse, I started Banco Itaú like 2 or 3 months before the pandemic. So before everything is closed and everything go home and everything got remote and so on. But I guess the main point here is that I'm not the only one that has this profile, this like creative agencies and like other kinds of marketing segments profile. The bank, the great leadership of the bank is really into like make it more modern and like to make things really, really going so we can, as I told you, so we can be like a modern company, even though we have 100 years old. I couldn't do anything in the bank alone if the bank it's not, you know, decided to move forward for this like technology. So this, sometimes it's really battle of cultures when you get, you know, someone who is working there like for over the past 20 years old. And this is very common. And they said, like, come on, you're here like just 2-3 years from now. You're really saying that I need to change the way I work? I said, yeah, we need to change something like that. So sometimes it's hard. The main board is really committed to that. So I have help to do all the things that I need to do and to move the stones I need to.
What goals did you have for the transformation of building MarTech out at Itaú?
For me, it was like building a house. At the beginning, and I thought, okay, this is the big, largest bank in Latin America. And of course, everything is so rocket science and technology and so on. And then when you pull the blanket and you start to see things inside, you said, okay, so things are not like the way I imagined them. So there's a lot of work we can do here, but just like building a house, you have to build the foundations before you think about what color you paint that wall, something like that. So in the first beginning, it was really a foundation work, a structure and foundation work in terms of replacing old technologies for new technologies and choosing the best team, the best persons. What kind of persons do we need for that job? What kind of mindset we need to build in the team in order to make that challenge and to get to that transformation? So at the beginning, foundations, it was really like we have, for example, website, which is like one of the main channels for us to go to the our acquisition journeys. And I have to wait like 4 weeks to put a campaign on because for all my structure, my infrastructure, I can do this faster. Come on, 4 weeks? You say, yeah, I see for your face what you think about that. So yeah, that was the kind of problems that we had 4 years ago.
Composable is such a big project. How did you decide where to start? Where did you start and where did you go sort of as a second step?
The beginning, it was like we were inside the marketing team and we had our pain points very clear, such as like, okay, we don't have any time to marketing to put a campaign air. We have a lot of timing wasting for our analysts because we have a process to put our communication alive in our own channels that is so complex that, I mean, really, people are really quitting their jobs because they can't stand doing. Yeah, that happens. Because you hire an analyst, you hire a professional, a very good one, and then you said, come on, you're going to work in the main bank in Latin America, but 6 hours from your 8 hours day, you're going to like just make operational tasks in the tools and something like that. And you know what process that...
Write tickets.
Yeah, it was confusing even for me to understand why are we doing that. So this in the beginning, this was very clear. And I said, it was really, really the same feeling that you look to an empty space and had, okay, to start building everything, I first need to move all the trash. And then first thing to me, what is the first thing I need to build here so I can walk? Okay, the floor. Okay, the floor. So let's build a floor. So let's really do that. And I have the, Martech has the ownership of the non-logged channel of itau.com.br. So we are the owner of this channel. And the other ones has other owners. And now we're, okay, so let's start taking care of our own channel. We have our home here. So let's build this. Okay. So changing the channel, creating, for example, a marketing ops, marketing operation area inside marketing, inside MarTech to make that all process and so on, like even more easy and like to make it, I wouldn't say easier, but I would say more intelligent to work with, you know, was maybe the two main goals that we have in the beginning. So we could start evolving our own thinking and we could start thinking about, okay, now I have a channel, now I have a communication process that is running, and now I don't need to wait a month to put a campaign on air. I can do that in 3 days. Okay, that's fine. What's next? I want to personalize also. Okay, how can I use the data? Hey, get data guys, come on, let's combine things here. And how can I do? So it was like a natural pain point discovering, but even in a like evolutive way of mining about what we do. And we grew up so fast that we can now talk about selling to the clients. It was our first challenge. It was our main challenge. But we knew we had some really, really huge activities to do before we can talk about that. We can talk about like to make the difference for the client itself. MarTech for me is more a concept than everything else. But when you talk about MarTech for the marketing, you think about like stacks, tools, platforms, and something like that. And yes, it's part of it. Channels and stack. And of course, you know, a new way to operate. Operation has to be like together, combining what you are doing. Otherwise, you're going to have like the best tool you have in the marketing, but no one's to operate with. So the beginning was really that. Let's take out the garbage. Let's start building the foundations and let's say what we are working here for. At the end of the day, to bring more clients and to make their experience better and to help the bank really get competitive together with their main players, such as fintech, so on. This took us, I would say, probably a year and a half, just to set those foundations and I say, okay, now I can have a competitive time to marketing. Now I can have, you know, a channel that has intelligence, and then where I can talk about data, where I can talk about personalization, where I can talk about the really best experience for my clients. It took me about like a year and a half to build these foundations and like to bring the team together and to understand our challenges and to start changing the way we were doing things and becoming more competitive, and our time to market is improving. Our performances index for our channel are really, really good. And I would say that this is really maybe a three-pillar commitment, which is the stacks, the best tools that you can have, the operations, because as I told you, I don't mind having the best tool in the market if I don't know how to operate them. And of course, people. Many, many times I've been wondering that the technical part is not the hardest one. The hardest one is to change people's culture and to change people's mind. So this has been a really challenge for us in the area.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. And that's the red thread that we see throughout all of the conversations we're having. Most people say the tech part is the easier part. The people part is the harder part. And I wish somebody had told me before how hard it was going to be, because then I would have spent more time preparing for the people component rather than, you know, focusing so much on the tech component. How do you, because you're still in the middle of all of this, how do you get buy-in for a change? One part is the board, of course, but then there's probably more importantly, all the people that actually have to work with the stack and the tools. And to your point, you can have the best tool in the world. If people aren't willing or able to use it, then it's a very expensive waste of time.
Yes. A major part of my career, I have been like a project manager person. It means that I deal a lot with people. And I do have that thing in mind that, you know, okay, I always used to, you know, to make a joke, like then I said over my past years when I was like managing projects, and I said, okay, my main goal is not to deliver a project. It's to deliver a project without, you know, killing people, without making people, you know, of course, just a joke, but because we see a lot of that. So when I start in the bank and I took like, there wasn't a MarTech team over there. I went there to build up the department, to draw and to, of course, to help to create that. But so I took like some part of other teams that were there. I said, okay, now we are a MarTech team. And people look at, where is MarTech? I mean, what are you doing? It's like, we are a technology, we are a marketing. What are we? So I can say that I spent a really, really quality time at my beginning, in my first months with people, understanding who I had by my side, who are the team, what are their main abilities, soft skills, hard skills, and so on. I'm telling you all of this because this is something really important. When you said to me, oh, I've heard that sometimes people say to me here at this podcast, this is so important. I wish someone had told me about. So I'm telling you, invest time talking and understand the people you have. This was the first step to create this MarTech team and how we are starting to build things up. And the other thing I think that is very important is to have a really, really clear and straight to the point purpose. Why are we doing what we are doing? What do we want with that? If it's not very, very clear to you and to your main team, how can you engage someone else? How can you explain and how can you teach someone else what we are trying to do and convince them and make them together? So there are a lot of other departments in the bank that doesn't know what MarTech is. What do you guys do? Really? Oh, okay. And so from my side, there's a lot of financial department that I said, what? Really? Oh my God, you do that? Wow, that's so nice. So 100 years old, 100,000 employees company. So these things will happen. But one of the main things is like to translate the technical part for the business part and to understand. And we start to get things done here in the bank, really small, and to prove some value. I did this in a really small part and it worked. So how can we scale that so we can like cover all the bank? And with this minor part, when you go to all of your stakeholders, so this is another point. So you have to identify in the organization who are the main stakeholders or areas or partners or whatever who will help you, who will understand what you want to do and who will help you really changing that, because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of changing the way people are working through. And when I say taking that first example I told you in the beginning that we had like 4 to 5 weeks to put a campaign on air to build up a simple form lead acquisition page. Like you click on the banner and you go to the page and you have to put your name and your email. 4 to 6 weeks. And I said, oh my God, you know, like I took, it seems like my career is 15 years back with that, but that's okay. That's fine. Woohoo, let's go. Okay. So taking this example, when you create like a proof of content of that, and you say, if we change the way, like if we bring that tool and if we change that operation, we can do that like in one day, not in 4 weeks. I said, the first thing is all, oh, okay, really? Yeah, we do. And then this is what I mean by make it simple and translate the technical part to the business part. You create a clear challenge and then you start sharing this with the other areas and the other need, because you need help to do that. You need sometimes alignments and cross, works, other channels and other structures and architecture, security, and so on. You have to deal with all of these areas. So make it simple. And of course, having people in your team that also has the ability to talk to people and to explain to people and to have that kind of soft skills, for me, it's way more important than I have someone who has like 200 degrees of, you know, I know about this and that and that tools, because okay, yeah, this is important, but everything's changed. So for me, it's more important the ability you have to learn about a new thing than the least the technical skills that you already has, you know. So this was very important for us to start building these journeys, like having the right people to make the challenges clear and to identify the main stakeholders so we can make our alliances.
Right. And that's amazing, because you've basically created a startup mentality inside a very large, very old company. How did that work for you?
Yeah, that's absolutely the thing. We say here that we really work differently from the main part of the bank. And, you know, I'm not saying that I am right and the rest of the bank is wrong. No, I'm saying that for what I need to do, I need to work differently. And for the rest, okay, and that's fine. And we should be able to live at the same place, to work at the same place, work like that. So yes, MarTech and all the acquisition areas, we must have that startup mentality. Otherwise, we can do anything, because it's so easy. It's so easy to stop a project just by saying, oh, that's the process. It's not going to work. Okay, so let's not do it then. This is so easy, because, and if I have someone who has this mind, I said, oh, okay, so I face a challenge. There's a stone here. I can do that. I'm sorry. Let's put it on. No. We couldn't do anything if you do that. So this mindset and to take risks, you know, it's very important to take risks. And I say that to my team, like every single day, you have to take risks. I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. The same way I have my boss to help me, you know, because... Then we come back to the board, because otherwise nothing can do. So let's make this new culture that the bank has, that the bank is really into putting in, let's make it happen in our daily basis. So we have to take risks. And I, another joke, I said to my team, you know, if in 4 years in the bank, I haven't been arrested because the things I did here, then we're fine. then we can do, you know. It's something that, oh, but we have always been working like that. We have always been working that. You cannot change that. Why not? Can I talk to that director? And then I said, hi, hello, can you change? are you going to tell like a people who is like two or three levels up there? Yeah, what's the problem? So that fear, that's something, this is something that financial bank 100 years old, we have that a lot. But we have to fight this every single day to keep that mentality, to keep that mindset alive. Otherwise, it's very, very easy for it to, you know, fade away.
No, absolutely. I admire you because you're the change maker. You're the probably sometimes annoying person, right, to the director that goes, oh, Priscilla again. What does she want this time?
Yes, my job is done here.
See, and that's great because what works for you doesn't necessarily work for me and vice versa. And that's okay. And I think that is part of the brilliant mindset that you've installed is we don't have to be the same.
But, you know, the good news is that I'm really happy when I see a traditional company like Itaú, and like there are a lot of them really, really making an effort and trying to be, you know, like to change things. Because what brought us here in the last 100 years is not what taking us for to the next 100 years.
Now that you're 4 years in, would you say that there's more acceptance for the MarTech team that you've built on a general? How would you rate how far you've come?
Over the past 4 years, MarTech has been growing inside the bank Itaú, and the bank itself has been realizing that we are more than just, oh, okay, let's make projects that combine technology and marketing. So no. So we are still MarTech today. We are out of the marketing department. We are in another area we call shared experience, which is more across area for solutions and for stack and for everything, for every channel and so on. And we have a very clear focus on digital acquisition. We are here to help the bank in its digital journey acquisition with all of our knowledge about stacks, operation, people, and test and learn. We are growing up. I would say that the foundation of the house is now built. We have the walls, we have the roof, and now we are starting to make things internally, like how can we make it look nice and to bring more intelligence to this home. And it's a huge build. When I look back over the past 4 years and now, and I said, oh my God, how many things we did and how many things we transformed. And oh my God, how many things do we still have to do over the past? Because
and it's a never-ending project. A house, if any of you have ever built a house, it never stops. Right. And I mean, just sticking with the house example, you had to put the foundation in and the floor, and then you can start thinking about, okay, now if I want to set up shop in my house, how do I attract prospects? How do I convert prospects into customers? But I mean, if you don't have a house and you don't even know which street you live on.
In the beginning, it was really, really easy to see those pain points. And it's funny because now, and we are, as we are at the beginning of the year, we are now thinking about our, you know, OKRs and our projects and what we're going to do and so on. This was a conversation that I had with my team at the end of the year. Then I said, you know, it's start to getting hard for us to understand what we need to do or what will we need to focus. And it's a good problem. I'll say it's good because we have so many things still that we can still, you know, improve. That's why the startup mindset is still even more important. Because you see, every project that I start here or every product that we start creating, it's something that it can be really huge if we wanted to, you know, be cross of the all of the bank. Okay, but let's go back to that. How can I prove that value first? I start with a proof of concept and I start, okay, what if we do that with here? Okay, it's proof. Okay, everything's comfortable. Do you understand? Okay, now let's scale it and let's do it. So that was the kind of mindset that we have trying to be for over the past 4 years. And it's still important and it's still valid. And I believe that it's going to be still important.
What's next?
Wow. So what's next? That's a lot of things that's coming up. I mean, I don't even know where to start. What's next? I think the first and the most important is not to lose this kind of mindset and this kind of people and this kind of commitment, that everything that I have been, you know, talking here to you, because again, it's very, very easy to lose something like that. So if I am not, I mean, if I leave the bank this year, for example, of course, I want the area to keep having the same mindset and the people are there. So this is, for me, is one of very, very important, you know, pillar that working on. And now we are like working of how we can do things like even faster than we are doing, with more intelligence than we are doing, using more our cross data and personalization, and making our channel even more relevant to our clients, and make an experience, a really one-to-one experience. I would like to have one different channel for one of the different 60 million clients that access the channel. Because you, Jasmine, has one profile that's totally different than mine. But if we talk about, we are two white women. Yeah, but we are completely different. So, you know, yeah. So that's my dream big, you know, here is like to having to improve that. And of course, to be even more relevant for the bank and to be more protagonist. So to be more relevant to the bank and to the client at the last point, like when the client needs something for us, that the experience is really, really great and doesn't matter where, if it's in the application, the website, the SEO, the social media, whatever. So there's a lot of.
And that's where your composable tech stack really comes in handy, because it enables you as a team to go where you need to go, to change what you want to change. You're much more flexible than if you hadn't chosen that as your foundation.
Yeah, because we would be somehow stuck in any part of the process of the channel and so on. So that's why it's very, you know, it can be tricky when we think about what we're going to do it next, because we are doing next for a huge, huge company, and for everything that we do, we can impact 60 million clients. And of course, we still have to be aware and to be careful of all of the marketing, you know, the regulations and security. I mean, we are a bank. We have to be really, really careful for any kind, for a lot of things that I didn't have an idea about that when I first came to the bank, what was that kinds of layers of security, architecture, and so on. And it's very, very huge and complex. So be really concerned and strategic of when you think about what's next. It's part of the what's next, you know. I think that's something that I have been learning for all of this journey at Itaú. And for me, for my life, for my career, is that never, never stop, never feel comfortable. Like if you think, oh, okay, that's fine, now we're good. No, I mean, you have to really, you need to change yourself, the way you work, the way you think about, the way you challenge, like every single day. It's because otherwise we're going to continue like with our 100 years old thoughts.
Any advice for the people listening on how to find that thing that you're super passionate about? How did you find your thing?
You know, it is so hard that sometimes you finish the day and I said, okay, no. I'm going to take my vacations. I'm going to Hawaii. Yeah. I'm going to spend that. That's it. Not never going back, because, you know, no.
Done.
Yeah. Done. And I think that every single person has its own way to keep themselves motivated and so on. For me, is that I really like what I do. I really like my job, even though when I graduated for advertising school, I just knew that I wanted to work with digital agencies. That was the only affirmation that I had in my head. And okay, that I'm going, my career was okay, and I keep moving. And I'm telling that because now in the bank, it's something that, wow, I'm doing really things that I like, but I'm doing a lot of things that I don't like as well. And, you know, and you have to change with that culture, and you have to prove to people, and you have to make the same meeting for 100 times to tell the same thing to the different people to prove. And that's the way the game is. And that's okay. And that, I'm fine with that. What really keeps me motivating that I can really, you know, help 100-year-old company change a little bit and to change that old thinking and old way of working. And this is something that works for me. Maybe it's not work for everyone, but I think that in the beginning of my journey at Itaú, what really motivated me was to connect with the people, with the team, to understand them and to start, you know, like to build what would it be the MarTech area with persons and starting to, you know, to get to know them and put people in the right places and so on. And now then, okay, done. We are great here. Okay, so what's the next challenge? So keep that challenges, you know, alive. For me, it's very important because I know myself and I couldn't work in a company that won't let me, you know, do the things that I need to do. Like for we and company and I, we to move faster, we to go further, and we to continue growing up.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed. That's been in the back of my mind for the whole time that we're talking. Your playground is so much more limited than other people's, just because of the industry that you're in. There is all kinds of bells and whistles that are mandatory for you that others don't even need to think about. Is that something that attracted you to the field?
No, definitely wasn't the kind of thing that attracted me to this field. No, but you know, it's part of the business. And when you think about, I want to give my client the best experience, you have to think about that, because we're talking about people's lives, people's monies, people's, oh my God, it's very serious and it's very huge. And there's starting to understand, of course, how is the main behavior of our clients in our channel in the beginning, like really helped me to think about that. To think about all of these issues and all of this kind of things, like more, you know, carefully. And I said, oh my God, really? Anything that we do here, we can impact like 60 million people in Brazil that need to go to the bank and to check if they are everything okay every Monday morning, because that's what they do. And so it was really something that I was even, you know, aware of all of these kind of things here. And there is some of them that are really challenging, for example, like the cookies management and third-party data and everything, and what people can, you know, consent to give us the information or not. But this is challenging for me and saying that, okay, I just need to be more relevant with my own content. This is for the, you know, Priscilla, the advertising girl. It's oh, I love that. Okay, let's do it.
I love that you're choosing your battles.
Absolutely. Yes. This is really, really important, because that's it. There are some huge challenges. As I said, there are some stones here at the bank that I'm not be able to break it. Maybe I can start now, and for 10 years from now, maybe someone can do it. But, you know, so I'm going to focus on what the ones I can do and the ones I can with help. And I think that this is a very important thing for any kind of company or any kind of industry or any kind of environment, to choose our battles. Otherwise, we're gonna battle for everything and maybe conquer nothing.
Thanks for listening to People Changing Enterprises. This show is brought to you by ContentStack, the leading composable digital experience platform for enterprises. Got a question or suggestion? Email us at podcast@contentstack.com. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back next week with a new episode helping you make your mark.